فرض أمري الله إن الله بصير بالخطاب. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحامل العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله أما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البعري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبر له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أوله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائه أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين سواء.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعد الفجر.
Respected sisters and brothers, Iblis, Shaitan, who is our open enemy? Who has decided and declared that he will try his best to deviate all believers, all Muslimin, all Mu'minin and Mu'minat from the right path? On the other side, insan is Khalifatullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of him. We need to do something so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should also be proud of us. We need to do something so that we shall not be deviated from the right path. We need to do something which should annoy Iblis and Shaitan, and we should make happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very kind to us, sympathetic to us. He loves us, and He also loves. We all should be in paradise. We all should avail the facilities of paradise. So that's why the different traps, different whisperings, which could deviate a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, has told us in Quran. As we discussed last week, in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ يَعَشِي أَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّبْ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. So anyone, وَمَنْ يَعَشِي أَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ, anyone who will stop worship of Allah, who will stop zikri khuda. So what will happen to him? Nuqayyid lahu shaitanan. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leaving for himself, for herself. He is not protecting them. This person who is leaving any wajib, someone who is doing any haram, any sin, any gunah, and not doing remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَنُقَيِّزْ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانًا. So straight away he is going under the custody of, under the control of Iblis, Shaitan. Further, Allah says, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. And those people, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. And those people who have adopted the friendship of Shaitan, then always they are listening to Iblis, listening to Shaitan, listening their whispering, whatever they are saying, they are doing. And what happens, usually, Iblis and Shayateen, they are whispering, لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ, so that you, Mu'mineen, you, mankind, you have to have fights with each other, you have to disputes with each other. Once you are disputing, you are having arguments, at that time you are not living at peace. So instead of your thoughts should be busy in the remembrance of Allah, your actions and your time should be busy in the remembrance of Allah. Instead of this, all the time, all of your time is going to think about those quarrels and disputes and arguments. So he has deviated you from the right path, from the track. So having one dispute, one quarrel, one argument, so maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, who knows? So the time we are spending instead of remembrance of Allah, that time we are spending in the remembrance of Iblis or different things which are not related with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. And if you will obey to Iblis and you will listen to Shaitan, then straight away you are mushrik. So once our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad he had a meeting with Iblis, and Prophet asked, oh Iblis, because our topic is friends of Shaitan, those people who are adopting the friendship of Shaitan, so they are not any more friends of Allah and Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Prophet asked, those people who are adopting your friendship, can you tell me who they are? What they are doing? And then Iblis told, my friends from your ummah are of 12 types. And we are followers of 12 Imams. And as we are followers of 12 Imams, at least for 12 Imams, we should not do these 12 things. Those who are followers of 12 Imams, they should not adopt the friendship of Iblis. And those who are friends of Iblis, they are in 12 categories. Number one, when Prophet asked, what are those? He said, the first category are those people who are rulers, who are kings, who are ministers, who are having authorities, but they're tyrant. Because anyone who was poor, who had no authority, so most of the time he cannot be tyrant, because he has nothing. He has no power, he has no money, he has no authority, so what he will do for others?
Nothing.
So he cannot do any kind of tyranny against anyone, but those who are having maybe wealth, maybe status, maybe authority, maybe rule. At that time, these people are very effective for others, and Shaitan is whispering them, Shaitan is convincing them to be tyrant. And all those who are tyrants, so they are friends of Shaitan, first category. Second, those people who are rich, Iblis is making them selfish. Having wealth, with the category or with the virtue of, so they are becoming selfish. So all of their wealth, because whatever they are having, that is not for them. So Allah has given them for trial, for test. Because if a person expenses are £500 per month, and if Allah is giving him more, it means rights of some other peoples are given to this person so that he should help the other people. And that is a blessing, that is favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that this person should be able to do donation or to do charity to help the other people. And in this way he can earn a lot of rewards and will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So due to the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who are getting more wealth, so they are forgetting who is giving them and why he is giving them. They are thinking whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, so that is for them, for their own uses, for their bank accounts, and in this way they are becoming selfish. And then they are trying to fulfill their lusty desires. Whatever Nafs-e Amara is asking them to do, they are doing. And whatever the Nafs-e Lawwama, sometimes very weak nafs of them, is asking them to do to help someone. So usually he is thinking, these people, they do not deserve. These people, they are liars. These people, they are dishonest. These people are not needy. So with a lot of excuses, Shaitan comes to these people and whispering them and convincing them, none of the person on the land is deserving your wealth. So that's why people having a lot of wealth are becoming selfish. And those who are rich and selfish, they are also friends of Shaitan. The third category, those people who are earning, who are having wealth, who are having different capabilities and skills, but when they are earning, they don't care what is the source of their income. They don't think whether my income is halal or haram. They are just thinking, I must have wealth, I must have money, I must have pounds, but they don't care. The pounds which are coming in my pocket, the pounds I am getting and buying food and different stuff for myself and my family members. So what is the source of this income? Whether that is halal or not. Whether I have snatched that bite from an orphan or a poor person. So when the people, they don't care what is the source of their income, so they are also included among the friends of Shaitan. The fourth category, Iblis told to the Prophet, that is, those scholars who know what is right, what is wrong, but always they are trying to keep happy to the tyrant kings, tyrant rulers. And you can see throughout the history, Abu Musa Ash'ari, he was a great scholar. But Hazrat Ali al-Islam was calling himself to stay with Haq. But he was pulling back himself. And ultimately, the damage which was provided to the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the war of Safin, so that was due to that person. He was a scholar. In Karbala, there were many Huffaz, there were many scholars, and they knew what they are going to do. But they were trying to keep happy to a tyrant king of the time, and that was Yazid. So, after that, whenever there were, you can see in subcontinent or in Arab Peninsula, in different countries, in different areas, most of the scholars, they tried, whenever they were approached by the kings, by the rulers, so they tried to fill their pocket with the money of the kings, and whatsoever they are asking, their fatwas, their commandments are according to the happiness of kings. And Shaitan told to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, anyone who will be scholar and instead of keeping happy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will try to keep happy to the tyrant king, that is also included in the list of my friends. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So on the fifth category, Iblis told to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, those people who are businessmen, those who are traders, so I will make them dishonest. So they will think always, they will plan to earn more profit, and they will not plan to give different products with quality, or they will think more about their profit and less about the welfare of their customers. So all those traders who are always planning to have a lot of benefits, trying to be multi-millionaire within few years, so they are also included in the list of Iblis, friends of Iblis. The next category again that is related with business, related with those traders who are having warehouses, what they are trying, when the commodities are cheaper, they are trying to store and keep and store for that time when there will be shortage of that commodity in the markets. So like the latest shortage of sugar in Pakistan. So within 2-3 weeks, the people who are producing sugar, so they earn more than 20 billion rupees in 3 weeks. So first of all, they are not sending the commodity in the market when people they need, so they are blocking, and when the rates are high, so if they spend 1 rupee to buy that, so they want to have, for that 1 rupee, they want to have more than 100. So this is injustice. So Iblis told to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, all those who are also involved in the business, so I will make them to store their things, to store their commodities, until when people are needy, there is shortage of that product in the market, and then they will try to earn. Actually, that is fulfilling the lusty desire of Nafsi Amara. Nafsi Amara is saying, well, instead of getting 1 million in 20 years, why not you should make that 1 million in 6 months? So that you have to progress quickly. So all these things are coming from Iblis. The next category, the seventh category, Iblis told to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, whether they are male or female, I will whisper them to be adulterer. I will ask them to do zina. So I already told you, anyone who is involved in zina, actually he is reducing his age, he is reducing his risk, he is reducing his respect, he is reducing whatsoever he has here in hereafter. So this is something which burns as the fire burns the world, which burns the iman of the mu'min. So we always try to be very careful, and inshallah in second khutbah there is an hadith as well. So that will also explain furthermore. But as a Muslim, as a mu'min, and especially the parents, so they should have an eye always on their teenagers, on their young children, and whenever they are baligh, they should try to get them married as soon as possible. So once they are married, so that is the legal way to fulfill the desire. So something when people they desire, so that must be fulfilled, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us the legal ways. So always We must be careful, otherwise our iman, our wealth, our age, everything will go just for zina. And all those who are zinakar, so they are also friends of Iblis. Salaam. The eighth category of friends of shaitan, they are those people who are also related with business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them wealth. And those people who are needy and poor, and they need something, when they are needy, and they are asking those people who are having more wealth, more wheat, more different commodities, so when people are asking them to fulfill their needs, so they are asking, yes, we will give you some money, but you have to pay us interest. So when people, they are not having their different things which are used for their basic needs. In this country, for example, sometimes you are paying interest for luxury life. So that is not included in this. So usually you are using credit card or you are getting loans and different things. That is not for the basic need. So basic need is your food or your dress. So you are not getting a loan for these things. Usually people are getting loans for cars or for different houses or for different luxury things. So those people who are needy and they are not having their basic needs for themselves, for their family members, and when they are asking their relatives, their friends to help them, yes, people are helping them, but they are also saying, yes, I am giving this 1,000, but after 6 months you have to pay me 2,000 or 1,500 or 2,500. So this kind of blackmailing, so this is highly condemned in Islam, and all those who are charging interest for helping the people in their needs, so they are also friends of shaitan. The ninth category are of those people who are stingy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a lot of wealth, but they are unable to use for themselves, and they are also unable to help the poor and needy people. So all those who are having something, they are having knowledge, they are having taqwa, they are having wisdom, they are having wealth, but when the people are coming to them, they are not helping them. So all those who are miser, all those who are bakhil, wo tamam log jo kanjoos hain, bakhil hain, Allah ne unhe diya hai, wo logon ki madad ke liye usko kharch nahi karte. So all these are also included among the list of friends of shaitan. The next category, that is number 10, those people who are not praying, or they are praying but they are lazy, they are not praying on time, or they are not trying to join namaz e jamaat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared in Quran, فَوَيْلُوا لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاعُونَ. So those people, so Allah says, أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Oh, the Muslim, oh, the believers, establish prayers and do not be mushrik. So anyone who is not praying namaz, so straight away he is mushrik. But those Muslimin who are praying namaz, but they are not praying on time, they are not giving priority to namaz e jamaat, then Allah says, those people who are musallin, those people who are praying, but they are sahoon, they are lazy, or they are not praying on time, or maybe one day they are praying and the other day they are not praying. Or if they are praying, they are praying to show the people, not for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as a believer, this is your responsibility. You have to pray 5 times a day. Once a week is Friday, pray wajib. Namaz ayat is wajib. So different prayers which are wajib, we must perform. And if we are lazy, all those people who are lazy in the performance of prayers, whether they are mushrik or they are among the list of friends of shayateen. Salawat. The next category of the friends of Iblis are those people who are conveying or transferring the talks of one person to the other person, one group to the other group, so that they should have arguments and fights and quarrels. So this is not habit of a believer. If you are listening one thing from one person, so you are Amin, and you must be honest. So that information you have to keep for yourself. And if intention is to convey some information or something from one person to other person with this intention that they should have fight, they should have quarrel, they should have dispute, so then this person is directly included in the list of friends of Shayateen. So we should always be careful. Until and unless something is not very, very important and necessary, we should not convey from one person to other person. And if we are conveying something, then there is no need to tell who was saying. And if intention is wrong, then we should never say anything. The best worship is to be silent. But if we want to speak, we have to speak something. Then before speaking, we have to think what we are going to say. What will be the after effect? What will be the result? And if I am make to have argument among the believers, then this kind of person, this is friend of Iblis. The last one, which was told by Iblis to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Iblis told, Ya Rasulullah, I am whispering to the Muslims, they should be drunkard, they should drink alcohol. And once they are unconscious, one, they are under the control of alcohol and the effects of alcohol, at that time they are my friends. And someone who is drinking alcohol, actually, he cannot pray at that time. He is not having iman at that time. And most of the people, usually they are not adulterer, but once they are drunkard, they have had alcohol, in that condition, they are also committing adultery as well. So as a Muslim, we should be very, very careful. We should not include ourselves among the list of those people who are friends of Shaitan, and all those who are drinking alcohol, they are friends of Shaitan, they are not friends of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذو الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مألوح وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وأبي القاسم محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين على السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف الكامل والدبر المحدي
اللهم صل على
اللهم عجل الظهور إنا يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله والناس من أمركم. This beautiful singing of our first imam. To organize our time, to organize our skills and resources. If we want to be muttaqi, if we want to be follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali.
Secret of follower of Ali alayhi salam is to be muttaqi. And one of the signs of muttaqin, always they are praying, they are staying for namaz, and they are joining namaz jum'ah. These days are holidays. Our children, our youth, they are at home. But I don't know why they are not coming, why their parents are not coming. And our numbers are decreasing. Instead of Muharram, people should be more. Because Qiyam Hussain alayhi salam, revolution of Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
That was to establish prayers. And on the 10th of Muharram, while there was war, while arrows were coming, Imam Hussain alayhi salam, still he had prayer. And he said, someone who is Yazid never prays. To who we are following? We are following of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And today, a day of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Who was also zenith and ornament for worshippers. Someone who prayed 1,000 rakat every night. Someone who taught the people how to pray, how to concentrate. Someone all of his time he spent to do supplication next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has left in the form of Sahifa Kamla with us. But with the passage of time, we are forgetting the core points of Islam, the wajibat of Islam. And again, we are not paying attention as the wajibat in Islam they deserve. So inshallah, we should try our best to spread this message, to bring the people in, to increase those people who are performers of wajibat, increase those people who are doing more amar bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar. And there is one saying of Imam Baqir alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Afdal ibadat de iffatul batani wal faraj. One of the best worship, one of the best ibadat, that is to keep pure, to keep pak your tummy as well as your sexual organs. Mean, whatsoever we have eat or drink, that should be halal. And we should never, whether male or female, we should never have any sexual relation which is haram. And anyone who is just protecting these organs from haram, sexual organ and the digestive system, he is actually doing a great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afzalul ibadah, iffat. This purity, taharat. Taharat shikam. Or, insan ke, the jinsi aza hai, unki jo taharat, unko paak rakhna, unko haram, cheezun involve na karna, ye insan ke liye, ye iffat barqarar rakhna, ye taharat barqarar rakhna, bahut badi ibadat hai. Aur dusri hadees Imam Musa Kazim alaihi salam ki taraf se, afzal ibadat ba'd al ma'rifa intizar al faraj. Allah ki maarifat ke baad jo sabse badi ibadat hai wo Imam Zaman alaihi salam ka intizar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So after the concept and ma'rif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who are waiting for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and they, that wait should not be just as a word of wait. But that weight should be weighty. If someone is called you, he is coming to your house and giving you £1,000,000, and if he is not coming for, he is late for 1 hour, how conscious you will be? How anxious you will be? How many times you will call him again and again? Why he is not here? And if he delays 1 week, so you will be anxious, you will call again, you will try to bring him in. But our wait for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, our condition for Imam Zaman alayhi salam like this, maybe no. So we need to be have feeling like this. So that's why if someone is having this feeling, then Imam says, أَفْسَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ اِنْتَظَارُ الْفَرَجِ. If someone is actually waiting for Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that is one of the best worship. And then Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, Al-khulqul hasanu ibadah. Those people who are having good attitude, good ethics, good morality, good behavior with each other. Not like Punjabi culture, whenever you are meeting with your friends, with your family members, starting with swearing. No, try to have beautiful words, respectable words, good words. Respect each other. And Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and you all are lover of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam Hussain alayhi salam is emphasizing, oh my followers, oh my Shia, your ibadah, worship of Allah. You are respecting people, but Allah is including that respect of people in His ibadah. Respect people and you are abid. Today is the day of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. That's why I'm telling you different categories of ibadah. So that we should try to get involved in different categories of ibadah and should try to be follower of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. So one type of ibadah is to protect your organs from haram. The second type of ibadah is wait for Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The third type of ibadah is improve your morality, your behavior, your attitude with your wife, husband, sister, brother, relatives, family members, elders, youngest, whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, and we should try to have one of the best attitude with the people. And then another type of worship, it depends on our niyyah. This is a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ahmad, inna al-ibadata asharatu ajza. There are 10 parts of ibadat. Ibadat has 10 parts. Out of 10, 9 parts of tis'atun minha talab al-halal. Earning halal risk, halal income. Out of 10 parts of ibadah, 9 part is hidden just in earning halal income. فَإِذَا طَيَّبَتَ مَطْعَمَكَ وَمَشْرَبَكَ فَأَنْتَ فِي حِفْظِ وَقَنَفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, anyone who will earn halal and provide halal food to himself, to his family members, and will keep pure and pak and tayyib his food and his drinks, Allah says, فَأَنْتَ فِي حِفْظِ وَكَنَفِ. That person is directly under my hifazat and protection. Aap rizq-e halal kamayen, khud bhi khayen, bachchon ko bhi wohi rizq-e halal se khilayen aur pilayen. Aur rizq-e halal ka matlab yahi hai ke jo cheez khareedein wo bhi halal ho. Haram cheez rizq ke halal se nahi khareedi ja sakti. Pehli baat income halal ho, dusri baat jo cheez khareede wo bhi halal ho, wo khud khaye aur bachchon ko khilaye. To Allah kehta hai ke tumhare taharat ki, iman ki main zimmedari leta hu, main tumhari hifazat karunga. Allah subhanahu wa taala se dua hai ke hame Imam Zainul Abidin alaihi salam ke naqsh-e qadam par chalne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna atainakal qawsar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shanaka huwal abtar. Allah